I speak to you in the name of one God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Amen. Every week in Advent, the 4 weeks, the 4 Sundays that lead up to Christmas, we began each of our services with these words. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light. And as we said those words, we lit one candle and then two and then three and then all 4 on our Advent wreath. And I've always loved the balance between the growing darkness outside and the increasing light on the Advent wreath. Because each year, as we begin lighting the Advent candles, our days are growing shorter and shorter. Yet as that darkness advances, we light yet one more candle as we shine that light into the darkness. And then tonight, just a few days after the longest of all nights, we light one additional candle in the middle as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, as if the candles themselves are dispelling the darkness to symbolize the light of our Savior Jesus coming into the world. Give us grace to cast away the works of darkness. Our Isaiah reading that we heard tonight begins with people walking in darkness. And to be clear, there is good and great darkness, darkness that gives us rest and sleep, darkness that is a place where fertile things grow. But in this instance in Isaiah, the darkness was war and oppression. And there is a hopelessness because there is warring without ceasing. And the light referred to in this passage from the prophet Isaiah is actually speaking to the end of war that comes to the Israelites when life could be restored to a new sense of normality. And I think that it is easy to say that there is plenty of darkness around us, the type of darkness that makes us hopeless. I'm not just speaking of politics in our country or about how we treat each other, although that is part of it. But there seems to be a pervasive sense of darkness filling our minds and worrying our souls. Maybe it is the immediacy that we get with social media, so we're immediately aware of wars across continents, of oceans rising, of waves breaking apart structures, droughts, major weather events, and to say nothing in the world of medicine where there is not yet enough cures for cancer, nor any other number of diseases that rob us of our lives. It is so very easy to slip into hopelessness, much like the Israelites in Isaiah had. It is easy to forget that darkness never lasts forever. And it is perhaps more difficult to realize that the light that we seek may not always look like we imagine it will. I've been especially aware this Advent, this past month, of those who have been plunged into despair for any number of reasons. Death and disease and war, joblessness, homelessness, you know the list. It is as if the works of darkness and the tide of hopelessness that threatens to overcome our lives has been particularly strong and poignant. Yet here we are, here we are gathered on this night to celebrate the birth of Jesus, God's light coming into the world in human form. Jesus, who bound up the brokenhearted, who healed the wounded, who gave us new life in death. Jesus, this night, bursts into our lives anew, shining the light of God's love upon all of us. And we come tonight to find hope in our darkness, to find hope in our hopelessness. We hold on to the hope to find the light, the guiding star that is God's promise to save us all. Which is why this year we did something new. So if you've been coming for many years to St. Cross, you know that this service is gonna essentially look the same. But we did something new, because we began our service, not the wonderful, beautiful music singing beforehand, but we began our service by literally bringing light into our midst. The readers and their family lit the Advent wreath, completing what we have been moving toward for the past 4 weeks, bringing light to our literal darkness. And as the readers read and lit each candle, if you listen closely, we were reminded what the light of Jesus looks like, what the light of Jesus brings to us: justice and hope and peace and joy and love. When darkness threatens to overtake us, we need to turn to the light of the Christ child, Jesus, to guide us. Even on our most hopeless and heartbroken days, God's light is there to remind us that we are not alone, that the love of God nor hope does not ever die. And as Christians, our faith calls us to be bearers of this light for others. Jesus was born on this night to change the world order. Jesus was born to bring light to those who lived in darkness, to those who thought they did not have or did not deserve to have hope. So the question to us this night as we gather is, how do we share God's light? How do we share when maybe we ourselves are struggling? How do we find that balance when darkness may just seem more comfortable? And I will say there is a time and a place for that. But where do we find hope in our darkest hours? Now, without a doubt, clearly I'm a priest. The first place I'm gonna tell you all that you can find hope, I would say, is in prayer and reading scripture. They are two good starts. But there is another, and it is so easy. It would be just so easy if only we remembered to practice it. And it is simply kindness. Recently, I was introduced to the executive director of One Kind Act a Day, an organization that began in Salt Lake City. And this organization has studied the effects of kindness on others. Such as, did you know that both practicing and receiving kindness releases oxytocin and serotonin and dopamine into your system, all of which are associated with love and happiness and satisfaction? Or that practicing and receiving kindness can reduce your stress, and those who do so have a lower risk of chronic disease? Or that kindness simply fosters trust and empathy and cooperation? Imagine that, cooperation. One Kind Act a Day has taken their programs not just to the community, but into the schools and the jails and the prisons. They've taken it into religious organizations and educational ones. And with encouraging people to engage in just one kind act a day, people are finding their lives literally transformed in ways they could not imagine. Transformed by simply giving and receiving kindness. As we continue to grapple with the cultural and environmental and political malaise that threatens to surround us, kindness is one way that each and every one of us can share Christ's love with one another. Extending kindness to people who are deserving or not is exactly what Jesus did through his entire earthly ministry. Christmas is where we are reminded once again that Jesus is the true light of our lives, a light that brings such joy and hope and love and peace that we cannot help but want to give that love and joy and hope and peace to others. So tonight, when our church is plunged into expectant darkness, and the first strains of Silent Night are played on the organ, watch what happens. Watch what happens as we simply take our light and share it with our neighbor. The most simple act of kindness, as one candle lights the next and the next, until the whole church shares the light that we have been given, until we all share the love and the joy and the peace and the hope that is born this night. And then tonight, when the lights have come back on and we have sung joy to the world, I encourage you to take this light of the Christ child home with you. This light that has been born in our hearts anew this night. And take it and share it with your family and with your friends, with your neighbor, and with the stranger through acts of kindness. Just one act a day. For the light that Jesus gives us this night is only meant to be given away to others. So here again, the words that began our service tonight as we lit our Advent wreath. May the light and fire from these candles burn away whatever would prevent the God of hope, peace, joy, and love from being born among us. May the light and fire from these candles burn away whatever would prevent the God of hope, peace, joy, and love from being born among us. And through each of us, the divine light grows as it has for generation. For on this night, we remember that the light and love of salvation came into the world with God's own promise that darkness will never, never overcome it. Amen.